Welcome to Life Success. I'm your host, Laurie, and we're going to talk about calling out the inner critic that we have. Now, here's a saying that might resonate with you. Nothing I accept about myself can be used against me to diminish me. Audrey Lorde, I think that's how you pronounce the name. Now, I know I've been a hypocrite to myself. I mean, who doesn't criticize what we do and what we say, especially everything and anything? We can be judgmental towards ourselves and take it out on ourselves. But I'm worried that a hypocritical concept is not going to be ideal for us. But however, it happens, and we all can be, you know, very disrespectful to ourselves. More importantly, I think we need to be realistic about the concept of it and being realistic. So it's like being rejected from other people. So our feelings and thoughts towards our or other people have more to do with us than with people we are having feelings about. Our thoughts about other people are reflections of how we feel about ourselves. So you see, the world will treat you the way you want to treat yourself. So it is hard truth to swallow, I know. It can be unpleasant to admit, but in most cases, that is exactly what happens. And if we don't actually expect respect, we will very likely to be insulted if you don't expect justice. We will very likely be taken advantage of, and if you don't expect love and acceptance, we very likely are going to be rejected. So, who has the power to reject you or accept you? Of course, yourself. So, realistically, you've got to be really mindful of who you are, the first person to be a hypocrite towards yourself, to be a critic. And then you put yourself on your own decisions, like a dress or going into the world with it and getting exactly what you expect. Judgment, basically. And just what, you know, when we wear costumes and different style clothing on a different occasions, you know, it all depends. We end up basically either be someone that we're not, or we be someone authentic, but it can be a challenge. So we got to look at reflection of that and see it differently. When we are judgmental towards ourselves, we are not being kind to ourselves. We have not been caring. It can be hard to accept yourself. So the choice is there to accept yourself as you are, or you do the opposite. So here are reflection points. Are you ready for experiment? I have invited you to wear something unusual, something you don't normally wear. You can borrow clothes if you need to, but maybe, you know, be realistic. Or maybe just some kind of flowery dress. Anything, you know. You can wear unusual undergarment, maybe something sexy, or you experiment with suspenders or accessories. It's a good idea to wear something that you normally don't wear and see or know about. Go out for a walk and meet with your friends, or even go for out of the office if it's appropriate, and notice how your new clothes make you feel. Do you feel uncomfortable? If so, why do you feel it? And do you feel empowered? If so, what makes you feel different? Has anything changed in the way people treat you? If so, how did it change? So, you know, give that a go. Write that in a journal and be realistic about it, and don't judge yourself for who you are. Because the more you judge yourself, the harder it is to get past that critic side. And it can be challenging. I mean, it's not easy. Even the most simplest things, that we can be so judgmental towards ourselves and be hypocrites and criticize ourselves. You know, it's not easy. Even I sometimes have those episodes and it's like, oh, why the hell did I do it? And you've got to be vulnerable to respect that and really see it in different aspect. This is why I think, you know, Brené Brown was talking about being vulnerable and, you know, confronting it with strength and courage instead of actually doing the opposite way of just constantly bringing yourself down and being a hypocrite and criticizing yourself. So, you know, give it a go and see what happens. You know, the more you be kind towards yourself, the easier it will be in life, you know, in some ways, because you're not being judgmental towards yourself, you're not being critical, you're being realistic, you're being kind to yourself, and this is hard to do when you want to be kind to yourself. So try it and see what happens. And I will see you on the next episode. Thanks for joining me.